My friend Ron said to me, "Did you shave this morning?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, next time stand a little closer to the razor."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Years ago, my son pulled me away from doing dishes and told me about something called Facebook. I thought, that is the dumbest idea since the pogo stick. A complete waste of time. A sorry way to spend an evening. Ridiculous, it'll never fly. He said, "I'm on Facebook. My friends are too." I said, "Where do I sign up?" So he helped me create an account. It was sort of like trying to teach your grandpa how to operate a microwave. "So, Gramps, you open this thing and put the potato in and close the door." "No, Gramps, the potato. Those are your dentures. Now, see these buttons? Push 500. No, you just put it on high for 500 minutes. You'll nuke the whole house." My son patiently helped me navigate what he called my newsfeed and my wall. He showed me how to post and tag and poke and send messages and friend requests. I pushed a couple buttons and shut down the computer. Don't ask me how. We booted it up and tried again. It was a great tool. I found I could cheer people up, connect with old friends, organize a backyard football game, and bring laughter by saying things like, "We're out buying Christmas gifts for the kids. We're using their inheritance." People would comment and like what I said. I was flattered. I loved it. I began to count how many likes I got, how many comments. I liked it when folk liked what I posted. Then people I didn't even know contacted me. They had read my books and listened to the radio program, so friend requests came by the thousands. I was never this popular growing up. In fact, I'm still surprised when family members come to my birthday party. But suddenly, I had more friends than I knew what to do with. 5,000 of them. I did the math. Oh no, I thought, that's 13 birthday parties to attend each day. How will I ever visit this many friends when they get sick? Or listen to their problems. That's what friends do, isn't it? Friends talk. Friends care. Friendship is like gardening. It takes time and constant watering. Someone said the word friendship doesn't mean that anymore. All a friendship requires is a mouse click. No commitment, no chocolate, no drop by the house to see how you're doing. Just send a text, share a quick update. But studies show that we've never felt more alone than we do now. The average Facebooker has 338, quote, friends, but just two friends they consider close. 25% say they don't have one close friend. Recently, I realized that partly because of a preoccupation with social media, I was caring more about being liked than loving others. In fact, I think I was more concerned with what others thought than with what God thought. Ouch. So, this is what I did. I took a 40-day cyber Sabbath. Here are just a few of the 912 things I discovered. Number one, I was better connected with those who really care. I had better real FaceTime, better conversations with friends. I was hungrier for time in the Bible, in prayer, uninterrupted by the ding of a phone. And I had more time. There's a reason they call it the web, you know. You get caught in it. During those 40 days, I didn't go down so many ADD rabbit holes that lead nowhere profitable. And my joy increased. Ephesians 5:15-16 says this, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." And they are, aren't they? I don't know if time without social media is something you should consider. That's not my judgment, but I tell you this, it was good for me. The only negative thing I can think of, and I'm being serious, is that my wife noticed I had a little extra time and asked me to do the dishes.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.